Greek voters went to the polls today, and according to wire services, exit polls indicate the ruling Conservative Party will remain in power. Last month's deadly wildfires in Greece were on voters' minds, many of them angry over what they say was a slow government response to the disaster. But that wasn't enough to give the socialist opposition a victory. The leaders of both parties are heirs to the political dynasties that have governed Greece for decades. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Athens.
Along Ermous Street, elegantly dressed Greeks shop at designer boutiques and computer stores. They represent the modern, cosmopolitan Greece that emerged with the perfectly executed Olympic Games 3 years ago. They coexist with an older, more patriarchal Greece. The strident voice of an old man playing an organ grinder reflects the other face of the country.
I often talk about two Greeces.
Alexis Papahelas is executive editor of the authoritative Kathemerini newspaper.
There's one Greece which is very dynamic and, you know, sort of the business community, NGOs, civil society. And then there's the other Greece, which is sort of, you know, the average son of a Greek family waiting around in a cafe, having coffee, waiting to be appointed at the public ministry, complaining about, you know, why state doesn't provide enough for him.
Political patronage flourished even during the junta, the seven-year military dictatorship that ended in 1974. But Papahelas says the state's slow response to the August wildfires produced collective shock.
We realized that this state apparatus that we built after the junta years, after 74, has a lot of serious deficiencies. You know, the police system, the fire system, the Ministry of Public Order, you know, they're all sort of very badly organized. Instead of choosing like a very good like fire commander, people, you know, choose like a political crony. People are really fed up with this system.
This political system is also very much a family business. It's been called a hereditary democracy. Over the past half century, three last names have dominated Greek politics: Karamanlis and Mitsotakis on the right and Papandreou on the left. The names still reflect the ideological rift of the civil war in the late 1940s. Novelist Nikos Papandreou does not want to enter politics. He left that to his older brother. George Papandreou leads the opposition socialist party founded by their father Andreas. Nikos Papandreou says memories of past conflicts have engendered deep loyalty to political dynasties.
And when there's keychains with your father's figure on it, when people stop you in the street and hug you and kiss you because they remember your grandfather, remember your father, or they remember you as a kid, and they remember their life, and they begin to cry because they remember their passions as youth, their dreams that never became true. And you represent all that to them.
But the dynastic heirs have new political styles and policies. Socialist George Papandreou has abandoned the anti-American rhetoric of his father, and incumbent Prime Minister Kostas Karamanlis of the New Democracy Party has dropped the right-wing slogans of his uncle Constantine, a former prime minister. At a final rally Friday evening, Prime Minister Karamanlis vowed to continue with daring steps for a strong economy and a humane society of solidarity. But the turnout for the closing rallies of both major parties was low. Kathemerini editor Papahelas says young people were noticeably absent.
I think people have started questioning this, whether this is enough, you know, to have a name like Papandreou or Mitsotakis or Karamanlis.
One young heir to a political dynasty acknowledges the need for change. Kyriakos Mitsotakis of the New Democracy Party is the nephew of a former prime minister.
For me, it was relatively easy to enter politics because I had a, you know, well-known brand name, and my first step was relatively easy. But there's a, I will agree with you, there's a high barrier to entry for politics in Greece. And we need to change that. We need to make politics more attractive for young people.
The last poll showed both the New Democracy Party and the opposition socialists losing support. And there's been a surge in the number of undecided, especially among the young. 24-year-old Alexis Routsonis is one disaffected voter.
Η γενιά αυτή ακριβώς νιώθει ότι καμία από τις τελευταίες κυβερνήσεις δεν έχει.
My generation and young generations in general in Greece think that the last two governments in Greece have done nothing to take care of our issues and our problems and us.
Many pollsters were predicting high numbers of blank ballots and the possibility that a protest vote could bring an extreme right-wing nationalist party into parliament for the first time in three decades. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.